The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly is back with me for another edition of the Tech Takeover. And Jess, we're continuing our AI series. What are we looking at on that front today?
We are looking at the controversial area of AI and art. I don't know if you saw, I noticed it on Simon Harris's LinkedIn actually last week, because ChatGPT sort of upped their game in terms of the image creation on the platform. And so a whole host of people, including the Tánaiste, got cartoon versions of themselves and were posting them on social. And this whole space is controversial for a few different reasons. I remember last year you and I were in America when Llama, the Meta AI, launched.
Yes.
And do you remember you asked it to create an image of an Irish radio presenter?
Yes.
And what it gave you was a person with red hair in a green t-shirt, a pint in their hand and a microphone.
Yeah, and they had bruises on their face because they obviously had been in a fight.
Exactly. Now,
we've come a long way from that.
We've come a long way. They could do the Tánaiste in a suit with a tie. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, it's incredible. So I've been using this over the last...
On.
Yeah, so OpenAI's one is Sora. It's called S-O-R-A. And it is utterly incredible. Yesterday, I asked it to do a hyper-realistic picture of Conor McGregor crying outside a polling station. And it was amazing how lifelike the image was. I also asked it to do a picture of... Don't judge me, but Vladimir Putin topless riding an eagle that had been shot out of a cannon. I just wanted to see if you weren't completely surreal, would it do it?
And?
It did.
Yeah.
Now, that was kind of weird looking because
it's a weird
your brain
concept.
Tells you that can't be realistic. But the McGregor one was amazing. Like, it genuinely looked like, I cannot stress how incredible this image. And then I asked it to do, sorry, I know people don't want to know.
No, go on.
Here's the things I Googled yesterday. I asked it to do a video of an arrow flying through the forest and hitting a tree, like that scene in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Uh-huh.
So I remember that scene. And there was entire documentaries about how they made it. It was incredible. It was like, you know, cutting edge technology at the time. And I'd say in the time it took me to go up and make a coffee here in Newstalk and go back to my desk, it had rendered this video for me.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And so that just gives you a summary, I suppose, a weird summary of the potential of this technology. I know that some people have been
Putin
using
it. Putin looks good for his age, I'd say that, riding that eagle.
We'll just leave that there. The potential. So you can get the cartoony images. You can get the hyper-realistic versions. It all comes back to what we spoke about a fortnight ago, which is the prompts. So the more accurate you are.
Yeah.
So you wanted the eagle and the cannon.
You've got to be really, really specific in what you tell it to do or it gets it all wrong.
Yeah, but the ChatGPT one is incredible, as you mentioned. On the free version of ChatGPT, you only get a certain number of art creations a day. But just to explain how this works a little bit. So they use a few different types of technology. So the one that's most commonly used is what's called generative adversarial networks and then diffusion models as well. So what they do is they scour all of the data that they have been trained on. Then they use public available information. And then they use the prompt. So they're scanning for the words that you're using. So say if you had said Vladimir Putin walking down Grafton Street in Dublin.
Yeah.
The key words there, the key sort of action there is the walking. So it knows instantly that that's the action that it wants to take. Grafton Street in Dublin. And you're giving it all this information. But as you said there, you know, in the time it took you to get a coffee, we're talking sort of 3 minutes of rendering rather than the traditional method, if you wanted that image, of, you know, getting whether it's someone to use Photoshop to edit images together or an illustrator to draw something.
Yeah, and I can see why, like, an illustrator or somebody working in graphic design is probably appalled by me going, it's incredible.
Yeah.
But the fact is the technology is incredible. Now, that's not to say I'm not worried about the impact on all those industries. I am. But you can't get away from how amazing that technology is.
And this is the fundamental issue. So I started by saying this is controversial, and that is exactly why. Because you're balancing the seesaw of the amazement, the speed and the accuracy of this technology alongside the very real fact that if the News Talk marketing team decided in the morning that they wanted to use AI rather than getting a photographer, rather than getting a graphic designer, rather than getting all of the other people that we would normally get for the lovely photographs of you. Obviously, from a business point of view, it would be fantastic. We could make it look so that you look 20 years younger if that's what you wanted.
I did ask it to do a picture of me, but I tell you,
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, I bet you Kieran has a GPT'd himself. Go on, tell me. Was it topless on an eagle?
No. Winning a marathon.
Oh my God. It's the most Kieran Cuddy thing I've ever heard.
I can't believe I admitted that. Anyway, I did.
Can you share that picture?
No.
Kieran, please share that picture.
No, I won't.
Can everyone text in and ask him to share that picture?
It doesn't look, it looks ish like me. It could be my brother. There's not enough, like as in, it has millions and millions of photos of Conor McGregor to work off a base. It doesn't have of me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you'd say, that's not a, you probably wouldn't guess it's me if I showed it to you. But once I tell you, you might see a resemblance. I need more people. I need the paps to be out there taking photos of me, putting them up online like McGregor, you know?
Well, that's one wish that we could try and make true for you. But the other point that you alluded to is the image sources. So, for example, if you, listening to me right now, put in to create a version of you, so an image using you, it'll say that it can't use private photographs. So just because there's images of you on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, it'll identify that those pictures are there, but it won't use it to create a likeness. It needs your permission to do that. So there's a whole host of controversy around the copyright side of things, as well as the jobs, which is a very serious concern. But the point that I come back to, because I've been playing around with this for the last few days, is that the images that it creates, the hyper-realistic versions, are so realistic that even though I know I created it based on my prompts, I don't know that I know instantly that it was fake. So say, for example, you winning the marathon.
Yeah, that could be real. Exactly. I know what you're getting at. That could be real.
But it just shows how easy it is to manipulate. And it goes back to something that we have spoken about numerous times, which is question everything. Because we've heard very famous examples of newspapers and news outlets here in this country and around the world publishing content that had an AI influence that wasn't disclosed. And that is problematic. And I think if you look at all the weirdness that's going on in the world, sometimes, you know, fact is stranger than fiction. But when it comes to images, you can't trust what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are not happy about politicians using this technology, even in a frivolous way, because not only are they normalizing the use of this technology, they are also, as we mentioned, putting people out of jobs.
Somebody's texted in to ask what was the name of the one I used. It was Sora, S-O-R-A. It's the OpenAI one. It's the people who make ChatGPT. Now, I think you maybe have to I pay for ChatGPT because I use it so much. So you might have to pay.
You get 4 images a day.
All right. OK, so there you have it. What's your tech tip this week, Jess?
I got a free dinner the other day.
Free dinner, did you?
Because I used my Rev points.
No such thing as a free meal.
Well, no, there's not. So if you are a Revolut customer, in the bottom right-hand corner of your Revolut, there's a little diamond and it says Rev points. A lot of people don't necessarily know what it means. They don't know how to use it. So this is the loyalty scheme that you get within Revolut, right? So if you tap on your Rev points, you will see straight away how many Rev points you have. And if you tap on the redeem coin, so at the moment I have 345 points. If you tap on redeem, you can use it for either airline miles, gift cards, stays, eSIMs and experiences. I went into gift cards and I used 1,400 points for a €15 Just Eat voucher.
Okay.
I got myself a free dinner. So if you're a Revolut customer, if you use it, if you've built up your points, don't be afraid to use them. So whether you want to convert them into air miles, you can also get vouchers for certain supermarkets. You can get Amazon vouchers. It's something that you're building up as you go. So you may as well get the benefit.
And what's your tech rec this week?
My tech rec this week is a podcast. Good weather has just put me in the mood to be outside all of the time. But one of my big requirements is obviously listening to the radio or indeed podcasts. Amy Poehler, who people will know from Saturday Night Live, she's one of my favourite comedians. She also wrote one of my favourite books of all time, which is called Yes, Please. But she has just started a long form podcast called Good Hang with Amy Poehler. And she's having long, in-depth conversations with very funny people. She sat down with Tina Fey, Rashida Jones, Martin Short. And it is just, they're meaningful conversations. seconds, but then you're also laughing 3 seconds after having sort of a pause for thought moment. So I would highly recommend it. It's called Good Hang with Amy Poehler.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.